Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Hello.
Great to be here.
Yeah, we're really happy that we can join your birthday party today. And we listened in a little bit in the first part of this day, and we will see what we can make out of this. We improvise, so everything that we will play here in this afternoon. No one saw this before, no one will see it again. Maybe, yes, because of the camera. But this is the premiere, and it will be the derniere as well. So we're really happy to be here in your birthday party. And improv theater lives more than a normal theater, I would say, from the energy of the audience. We need a bit your support, you know? You can join in, you can create with us. These things that happen here. And for this, we would like to warm up a little bit. You were listening a lot, and now you can get a bit more warmed up. And we start with a little physical warm-up, yeah, very small. And please raise your hands, yeah? And we will shake the five. We call it shake the five, yeah? We count together and shake the right hand first until five, okay?
One, two, three, four, five.
Great. And together means you are allowed to talk as well.
One, two, three, four, five.
Other hand. One, two, three, four, five. And your butt. One, two, three, four, five. I know,
four,
you have
five.
Butt the moving chair. Chairs. And now the four. One, two, three, four.
Woo! Great, you did well.
Great. Great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You look nice. Wow.
Next, we also need your...
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows the song?
Okay.
Who knows the song?
The others will remember when you hear it,
so
I guess.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah. Do you need my assistance?
The thing is, with every B you say, you have either to get up or sit down. So it's like...
My body is over the ocean.
Yes, up.
My body is over the sea. My body is over the ocean. Oh, bring back my body to me. Bring back. Oh, bring back my body to me.
To me.
Bring back.
Oh,
bring back my body to me.
That's the way we like it.
Wow, you're great. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Everybody's following their own intuition. That's perfect. One last warm-up, and then we will start with our show. We will just, maybe look at somebody right next to you. Find somebody, make eye contact, and say...
If there's nobody there,
it's so good that you're here.
Look at me. Yeah, keep going.
Next a bit.
So good you're here, Danny.
It's so good you're here.
Thank you. It's so good you're here.
This is kind of a punishment for the people who left. So, this is the start of our show. And for the first scene, we do a lot of scenes. We do one big piece, but we start with a little scene. It's kind of like a warm-up for us on stage, too. And we like challenges. And one challenge we immediately picked up today is there are a couple of languages in the room. We saw this sign here, the future of the Zukunftskolleg, no, the story of the Zukunftskolleg, which combines very cleverly two languages already. And so the challenge we decided to do, we do a couple of short scenes, and our challenge is in every sentence there has to be one Germanism.
In every sentence? Great.
In every sentence. We try that. So
one
maybe
German
that's
word.
Kind of the challenge you have to deal with anyway all the time. One German word has
in
to be
sentence.
In each sentence.
Okay.
So we have like a strange kind of communication in a multicultural setting. Okay, so for the first scene, for these two young ladies, I would like a relationship between those two. Sisters.
Thank you so much.
Perfect.
Have fun.
Angela, it's your Geburtstag today.
Susanne, I'm so happy that du da bist.
Well, I know normally there are not so many people coming to your Geburtstag, but heute I thought I will be there.
Why are you talking in that weise?
Well, I thought as a Geschenk I could tell you the truth.
But I'm your only Schwester.
Ja, that's warum.
You should love mich.
I love you deeply from my heart.
But it's mein Geburtstag.
Frau Professor, I'm here with my thesis.
A new scene. Oh, nice to meet you, Herr Withel.
So nice to look in your eyes, Augen.
So, tell me the Wahrheit.
The Wahrheit about my thesis?
Ja.
Also, ich have not yet found a topic.
How long does it dauern?
Well, it's not going to take very long, only a couple of Jahre.
You spent a lot of years by thinking about your title, Thema, Überschrift.
Yes, because the conditions are so good. Gut.
The conditions are so good. What do you think?
Well, I've got all this funding on me.
It's me a Rätsel.
Well, you should relax a bisschen wie ich.
Are you flirting with me? Is that I anmache? Do you know where I am?
Captain, the Erdanziehungskraft is getting too strong.
Who is getting too stark, was?
The Erdanziehungskraft.
The gravitation is getting too viel.
Yes, I don't know. Maybe I can see a Flugzeug over there.
In this Höhe?
Yes, I know. It's very komisch, but you should help me.
I'm the captain. Ich bin der Kapitän, ja. Richtig.
Yes. What?
Also, okay. Now you.
Okay, we're getting closer.
Steuermannin.
Stop. Susie. I need your assistance. I have to do my Reisekostenabrechnung.
Oh.
I don't know how it works.
No problem. I do this immer.
Oh.
Just give it to me.
It's a große one.
Wow, you've been reisen a lot.
Yeah, I'm always beschäftigt. With reisen.
By the way, how is your relationship going?
Do you mean my Beziehung with Dieter or with Steven or Simon?
Simon, you were in a Beziehung?
Not yet, but maybe.
Well, you're working in the same Büro, so, and that's actually the time that
okay.
You.
Okay, are you eifersüchtig?
No.
Please, can you help me with my Reisekostenabrechnung? I don't understand Seite 4.
Well, it's a clear bild for me.
You put this on the copy machine? And if it does not fit, wenn es nicht passt, you move it a little to this Knopf.
This Knopf?
No, don't touch
it.
Oh,
God. This is...
This all goes on my Kopierkarte.
I
have to pay for this.
Oh, thank you so much. Danke. Vielen Dank.
Excuse me, I'm new in this university. Could you maybe help me?
Oh,
how
no,
I can?
I'm lost
no,
here.
No, don't even.
I got lost here. I'm
but
talk
how
about
should
it.
I load so up my Kopierkarte?
I can give you an adapter. I have
not with me.
Several of adapters. If you like one, so you can choose one.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Good. So, for our next scene, we will have an we'll have a life expert here, a life expert for problems of postdocs. Postdoc problems. So, and this life expert committee is the three of us. We are a very talented life expert committee. We work together for years, and we are a dream team. So you can book us after the show if you like. Yeah. And if you have any questions, the audience, about problems, modern life problems of postdocs, so ask a question, and you will get a quick answer. Here is the first question. Do we have a question here about modern life, postdoc modern life?
Where's
your travel budget? Okay, we will answer.
Well,
the travel budget
is
lost because
too
many
and
verschwenderisch
were.
Too late.
Yes.
And
I
suggest that
you
pay by
yourself.
Thank you. That's it. Do we have another question? Pardon?
How to seek a professorship.
Okay.
Well,
this
is
an
easy question.
Actually,
the university
has
an big and universal
studio
for professors
where
you
can
get
in
touch
if
you have
the
brilliant ideas
and
emotional power.
Next.
To me. Next question.
Thank you. Thank you for the question.
Next question.
Very good.
Is there a question?
Here. In the
here?
My student is too lazy. How do I motivate him?
Oh, your student is too lazy. How do you motivate him? Okay.
We
know
a
strategy
is
to
pick
the
student
and
hurt
him
strongly
and
then
the
student
will
move
quickly.
She or
something else.
He
will
appear
in
space
and
in
the
time
and
then
you
will be
happy.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
I know a last question, one last question, maybe from you. You look Do we have a question? No?
No questions anymore for your life?
Yeah,
another question.
Here.
Oh, that's a very good question. I ask myself the question every day. When is the best time to get pregnant? Thank you so much.
The question
is
when
to
become
pregnant.
This is
very
important
because
women
need
a
certain
time
because
they
are
not
eternally
fertile.
I
suggest
that
the
right
moment
is
now.
So, it's your turn. That's it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. So this was a little bit of a warm-up for us as well, and we would like now to present you a musical, an improvised musical, because we have a wonderful musician with us. Applause for Dani
Wirth.
And we want to improvise a musical with the title "Getting Lost in the Academic System," Struggles of a Junior Scientist. And for this one, we need a little bit of input from you first, because we are not postdocs, and we don't know so
not
much
yet.
About your lives, not yet, who knows. So what really would be interesting for me, now that I heard about the Zukunftskolleg, what would your life look like if you were not part of the Zukunftskolleg? I mean, what is the life of a normal postdoc? So we can have some inspiration for this musical that should be around a junior scientist as the main character in the struggle of being in the academic system. So just give me some, or ask some ideas. What are typical situations of normal postdocs, struggles?
Pardon? Teaching?
Teaching? Teaching?
A lot of teaching.
A lot of teaching.
Yeah.
Slave to the professor, okay.
Slave.
No social life.
Oh.
Great.
Pardon?
Applications?
Writing applications.
For grants or? Yeah.
What, can you repeat that? Repeating?
Okay. Wo man sowieso nicht weiß, dass sie nicht funktioniert.
Sorry? That's a good question. Positive. Is there anything positive in a normal postdoc life?
Pardon? Could you speak? Shout it out. Come up with new ideas.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah? Oh, yeah. Mm.
Is that positive or negative for you? So.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we will. This is a lot of nice input, and we will try to improvise the musical life of a junior scientist with these inputs. Would you like to have a female or a male main character?
Female.
Female. It's you. Come on. No. So next. Okay. Yeah. Fine.
Okay, so will be one of us we can see.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I like can it. Try my best.
It's a chance to get a postdoc.
Okay, I will be a postdoc tonight. And so, what is the name of this person I will be? Edith? No, Edith? Did you?
Eden.
Eli. What is her surname?
Eli
Schmidt. Eli Schmidt, apparently from Germany. Okay, Eli Schmidt, and what is a typical characteristic of Eli Schmidt? She's aggressive.
She's aggressive.
Okay, she's aggressive. And what is her passion? I mean, beside her research. Shopping, badminton,
cooking,
boxing, cooking? Boxing, boxing, boxing.
Aggressive.
Okay, boxing. Okay, Eli Schmidt, boxing. She's aggressive. And what is her field of research? Psychology. Gender studies. Gender studies. Okay, I will do my best. Okay.
What is it? Psychology or gender studies?
Gender studies. I will.
Okay.
I will go with something.
Gender
and
studies.
And she has a very important person in her life. Maybe. Her professor.
It's me. Ich bin die Mutter.
Okay, mother,
mother
and professor. And you
I'm
can, if you want to have some more inputs for your character.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any questions?
Yes. The professor. What is his main feature? His main quality. He's dominant, thank you.
Absent.
And he's
absent.
Physically absent or mentally absent? Both, thank you.
What, both, Jesus Christ.
Great, you don't want to see me on stage. Bye.
I play the character of a mother. What's my name? What's my surname? My first name? Helga. I'm German too, so thank you so much. Helga. And when she was a little girl, I gave her Lebensweisheit. Truth of life. What is it? A little piece. When she grew up, I. Pardon? Don't be, that's it. Okay, that's nice, and I take it, but I want another one. When some positive. Don't trust man. That's the Lebensweisheit. Okay, don't trust man. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much.
So, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the struggles of Ellie Schmidt, getting lost in the academic system. This is the park of my childhood. This is the village I was born in.
This is the park
in the last years
of her childhood.
I never saw this place and never saw any person. In the last years, I was bound to my desk. In the last years, I was a slave of my professor, who is never there. As my mom, she told me, don't trust a man. But there's no female professor. So I had a deal with him. I had a deal with him. So, Mr. Mr. Hohenfels?
Yeah. Oh! Who are you? Who are you? Ah, I remember you.
Yes.
You are the girl from Germany.
Yes, that's right.
Or should I say woman? Or should I just say nothing?
I think woman would be the right...
Actually, I will just... since we're in gender studies, I'll just say...
Mr. Hohenfels,
yes, I... Professor Hohenfels.
Yeah, Professor Hohenfels. I had an idea for my thesis.
Oh, that's interesting.
I mean for another project that belongs to my thesis.
Right, because your thesis is already accepted.
Yes,
and
yes, I had a terrible dream last night. But
what?
No, nothing. You're not the right person to tell. But who should I tell this to? I have no friends anymore. I think maybe they are there. They're there somewhere.
Hello? Hello? Hallo?
Mom.
Hallo, hey, hi. Oh. I'm so happy that we can talk together. How are you, my little girlie?
I'm super. I'm great, Mom. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. What about love?
Love.
What? Do you remember? Huh?
Well, love, Mom, it's a difficult situation right now. Maybe we can talk another time.
Why? I had that strong feeling in my stomach that you need me.
Yeah.
Maybe you need me. I think you need me. Just talk to me. I'm your mama.
Yes.
I'm there for you. Oh, let it go. Yeah, let. Yeah.
Thank
it's
you.
Allowed to cry. Go. Go with the flow.
You know.
Oh, honey. Do you want to come home? I can make you pudding. Professor.
No, you know, Mom, he's never there for me, and I think, you know, I think I should have listened to you.
He's never there for you? Maybe it's because he's a man. I'm not sure, but...
Yes, but I couldn't find... I couldn't find him.
Remember your
woman.
Father.
Oh, Ella, how did you find me?
Well, I was following your Twitter posts.
Okay. Well, this is actually my home.
Yeah, I
and
have.
I try to write, and I'm not quite sure if it's appropriate if you intrude in my life like this.
I have a very important question you gave me.
Okay,
this,
well, come in.
Thank you.
Well, you don't have to be so thankful. I'm your professor. Or you, yeah, yes, I'm like a father.
Actually. Yeah, great.
Well, let me tell you a story about my father.
Actually,
my father.
Today I wanted to go to
actually.
Training.
He was a very
I've never been to my boxing
person.
Training for the last five
weeks. And he had this very little food store in the middle of Brooklyn. You know, there was a lot of half an hour later, and then he said to me, "Why don't you?" I forgot the rest. Well, and then he left my mother and he was gone.
Yeah.
And this is when I picked myself up.
And well, that's sad.
Don't interrupt me.
That's it! Do you have an idea what it means to not sleep for 3 weeks? I want to ask you a question for a long, long time. And it's just a tiny question about the method
okay.
with which I should analyze your data because
what?
I cannot do it if you don't answer me this question.
Okay, why don't you ask your question? Questions are good. There are no silly questions. You just go ahead, just open your mouth and throw out your question, and then I... we'll answer it. But first, I have to go to the restaurant.
This is not funny.
Daughter? I'm so happy that I find you in this box studio. You're so aggressive. Why? Why are you so aggressive all the time?
This is the fantasy.
Down. I give it all up. I don't want to be a scientist anymore. I don't like to support this country with my knowledge anymore.
Then move.
I thought that in this world there should be people supporting someone like me.
You can go to Italy, maybe.
Who wants to work hard and who really wants to.
Honey.
I mean, I think this world should change. There are people
Honey.
Who are suffering because.
Are you pregnant?
No. With whom?
Hello.
Hello.
I would like a muffin.
With chocolate or not?
With chocolate.
So I have one.
Oh, no, I'll take a blueberry muffin.
Blueberry muffin with blueberry or not?
Very, very funny.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm an academic. I like jokes.
What?
I don't laugh, but I like jokes. And I would like coffee. I think coffee would go nicely with this.
With milk or not?
No,
milk,
I didn't say anything about milk.
Ah.
Oh, well.
Medium.
Oh well.
Hmm?
Medium, yes.
Yeah.
It's so good to be just left alone and not have to answer questions.
What about your work?
Oh. What?
Sorry for the question, but work. Every day you come here in and you spend hours and hours and hours here in the bakery.
Yes, I know. I'm kind of stuck.
Last night I watched you running.
Yes, I do my
around
jogging.
Around the university, you know.
I'm writing on my application.
And 20 students behind you, so.
I know. This is a nightmare. Hmm. All these students.
Why are you so afraid about your students? Or
ach, I hate
what about
them.
The postdocs?
They all want to be in my place, you know?
What?
This is what they really want. They come up with all kind of theses. They know everything better than me.
They come up with
texts.
A lot of very brilliant ideas.
Yes, brilliant ideas. Some of them are brilliant.
But you can learn from them.
But they want to take my place.
But you should support.
Yes, I support them, but only at the beginning.
What about all this teaching I heard from?
The teaching.
The teaching.
Yeah, they have to do a lot of teaching.
But why?
This is how I keep them busy. You know, people have to do something. This is the only way to keep them in their place. You keep them and you give them something to do. And they will never get close to you. This is something my father taught me. He was working in a prison camp.
What?
And you give them something to do. Just lick stamps or do anything. And they'll never get close to you. But if you don't watch out, they will get you.
Stop! Every day you come here. Every day you buy my last muffin.
Yes.
And what am I doing?
What are you doing?
I give you what you want. Always.
You are the only person
I never
who just gives me something.
But what about you? You should give things.
Why should I?
Because
nobody ever helped me.
I help you with the coffee and the muffin.
I had a beautiful dream last night.
What?
Yes, it was wonderful, you know. I was walking through the university and my professor, he came to me and he said, I know what you're doing is important. It is interesting, and what can I do for you? Just think of anything.
Do you mean what?
What can I do for
what
you?
What I'm doing or what you're doing?
No. What me?
You.
What, yeah, in my study. Ah. And I answered to him. You know what I answered to him?
No, tell me.
I answered to him. Maybe I could have access to the library.
sounds great, or not?
And that was the thing that I was thinking of. If you could support me if you give me access to the library.
What about your thesis?
I already wrote my thesis, Mom. It's a long time ago. You're getting... And then he said, you know, I want to support you.
What? Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, he said, I want to...
That's great.
What you're doing is important, and I want to support you.
Yeah.
So just take your time.
But...
And think of maybe what you need maybe for you your forgot. Research.
Maybe you forgot just this little thing. It was just a dream.
I think it was in a... I think, yeah, the place, it looked like a very marginal university.
Oh, how did you find me here? This is actually my second university. I kind of, it's a retreat.
Yes. It's a strange story, but I lost all my senses because of sleeping. I don't know if you know how it is to not sleep for a long time.
You look terrible.
Oh, thank you. The only man I'm talking to. I look terrible.
Well.
I was having a dream.
Yes.
And this is why I went to this place, Constance. And now I find you here.
Yes. Well, it's good you're here because I have a couple of experiments. That should be done. You don't look happy. Actually, you look a little threatening.
I think I'm done doing any experience for you, Mr. Professor Dr. Hohenfels.
This is rebellion.
I don't know if this is still a dream or if it is true. But I know I'm in Constance now, and I found my way to the Y building. And I know there are a lot of happy people there, and I know they do a lot of great things there, and I think I will stay there and have a good time there without you, Mr. Hohenfels. Why don't you do your experiments that don't work anyway yourself? Yourself. I will.
Well, this
I think I will stay here. And you know what? I think you are the old generation. And you don't want to get older, but you will. No way out.
Ow! You really hate men, don't you?
Constance.
The last song. Professor Hohensteinfels.
I don't think I like this. I think I'm kind of out of the way. Somehow I feel so old now. I used to be a star. I did my presentations everywhere. People loved me, and the young girls, they got this glance in their eyes. Now somewhere in the periphery, people are building structures without me. Maybe it's time to go there and see. Maybe it's time to change even me. Birds are everywhere. Nature's coming back. This is paradise. I will stay. I think I'll just stay. Start my career over. Get a little PhD thesis, do another PhD, start again. Don't know where, don't know when, but maybe here. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bis da! Thank you so much. Yeah. Next. Great. Yeah. Just questions. Next.
Romulo?
Just questions?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
Okay. We do a scene, which is another challenge for us and probably for you too. It's about questions. We had this theme already. It's about questions, and the challenge here is to only ask questions. We will have the if somebody doesn't have a question anymore, it's he's out of the game or she's out of the game.
So we can only ask questions.
Only ask questions.
Okay.
Or we will start another scene.
Okay.
But it's it's the same place all the time. So what place could this be? What something that fits on the stage? A place.
A jacuzzi.
What?
All the scenes in a jacuzzi.
A jacuzzi? What is a jacuzzi anyway?
A whirlpool? Hot whirlpool?
Oh, hot whirlpool. That's great.
Yeah?
Okay.
Nice.
It's a hot whirlpool.
It's a hot whirlpool. Let's see. Okay. Fine. Then have fun. Did you heat the water? Do you ask me? Are you the owner of this jacuzzi? do you want to use it?
Yes.
Would you like to have a little bubble from here?
Well, do I look like I need more bubble?
Wouldn't it be great to feel the bubbles in your whole body?
Why don't you just jump in and join me?
What's your name?
What's your name?
Do we know we from somewhere?
Could you be the girl I met in that bar?
Ooh, are you the famous professor who's always absent? Could there be
a better place to be than here?
Is it a dream?
Are you joking?
Sir, do you like olive daiquiri?
Is the Pope Catholic?
Do you know that already my mom was a cocktail mixer, sir? Is this the place that we should live?
Do you like it as a first date?
Are you a creep?
Do I look like a creep?
Do you like making me nervous?
What size of bra are you wearing?
What do you think?
Do you love me?
Have you been cleaning this jacuzzi in the well it is set in the manual?
Does it smell always like that?
Have you read the manual with your present mind?
Don't you know that it's in Japanese?
Don't you know it is very important for the long-lastingness of this jacuzzi to read the manual well in whatever language?
Is it normal that you can't feel your feet anymore?
Das war keine Frage, sag mal. That's another question.
Bah.
Oh, is this the postdoc program?
Do you like this new place for getting new ideas?
Do you want to listen to my new idea?
Did you think about it for a long or for a short time?
What do you prefer?
No question.
What?
Do you love me?
Last scene.
Is this a rhetorische Frage?
Are you serious?
Don't you know how long we've been married now, darling?
Wasn't it a beautiful time?
Is it normal to be still in love after 20 years of marriage?
Why can't you just say it?
Haven't you been present in our communication between couple seminar?
Yay! I'm a
singer. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks. Questions about questions. Thank you so much. Thanks.
We have one last scene.
Yeah, we would like to. We heard it's before you become a postdoc. It is difficult maybe to find the topic of your thesis.
Topic, yeah.
Right.
And could you please?
Wait. We will have an expert here.
Again, an expert.
An expert. We have a professor who asking the dog to tell what his thesis will be. And he will go out, and maybe someone could join him. Eileen, could you join him so he cannot hear?
He's a friendly guy.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Okay, we will play a scene where I'm the professor and you will be my hands.
You will be Gunther's.
Gunther will be my hands. Okay.
No, I will be Gunther's hands.
You will be Gunther's hands. Okay. So sorry, I'm a bit confused. I am the professor, and he will come in and has to guess what is the topic of his thesis. He knows. He presents what is the topic of his thesis, and we will now decide what will be the topic of his thesis. Yeah. So maybe we decide first in what field he's working. Mathematics.
Okay. Great, thank
okay,
you.
Mathematics, yeah. Okay, and what is the topic of his thesis? Maybe we can work together a little bit.
What?
How to square the circle? That is nice and simple.
Square? How to square?
How to square the circle? Die Quadratur des
Kreises. Yeah, how to square the circle?
Okay, so
that's easy.
Nice topic for a thesis, yeah.
Yeah,
and this is his great idea that he will present
circle.
To his professor. He doesn't know yet, but his goal is to find out. And when he got it, you can clap so he knows he got it. Okay? So, please come in.
Eileen? Give a big applause to Eileen.
Thank you. Hello. Professor Weinstein.
Hello, Albert.
Hello.
Nice to see you back in my office.
Well, I would like to talk to you about my thesis.
It's been quite a long time, Albert,
yes.
since you
Yeah,
been here.
5 years. Well, but I think it was worth it. Actually, it's brilliant. It's good. It feels good in my chest and in my stomach, and it's got energy. It's something that really will change the world.
Albert, I have to say,
yes.
Even if it took you 5 years to come up with your topic,
yes.
I still believe in your geniusity.
Yes, thank you, Professor. Well, so actually, archaeology is a difficult subject.
Well,
but since we here are in the social sciences,
unable sciences.
Yes. I mean, since we have a lot of contact, but actually we are here in the hard sciences.
Yes,
it's physics.
Yes.
Physics is
what would be physics without us? Huh?
Yes.
Let's be honest.
Theology is the key to physics.
Yeah.
But here we are in biology. Oh, no.
Well, you seem to be quite confused,
yes.
Albert.
Well, no. I'm doing something interdisciplinary. Okay. But the main point for me was when I was a little child, I was writing a lot, you know?
But that's not important.
And at that time, you were still using letters for writing.
Yes, yeah, but that's a long time ago. Now, I have a little kid. I have a little kid. Yes.
Yes, sir. You know, I know, I but don't ask me for Elternzeit again.
No. It's about having many, many children.
It's about...
Yes.
Numbers. No, not for really. Sure.
Well, not with you. But don't be offended. But I would like 5 children. 5 exactly, or 10. Exactly the same cloned... This is just an idea.
Well, maybe we can come back to your topic. Although you wanted to present me
the title of my thesis. It's got 2 parts to it.
Yes.
And the main part is... Yes. Yes, that's very good. Yeah. That's kind of my structure.
So maybe we put the one part
2 parts
in this.
And
the second part here.
Yes. That was the big thing. But now I'm trying to fill it with content.
Yes.
That was kind of hard too. But if you take 5...
I'm amazed, Albert, I have to say that you still use your hands for calculating.
Well, yeah.
I mean, this is special. Yeah. I never see this in this building anymore, but I like it.
It's all about math.
Exactly. That's what I used to say, Albert.
Yeah, that's what I used to say, too.
So,
yeah, it's all about
your thesis math. Has one part
yes.
and okay. another part, right?
Yes, right. The first part is some kind of screen.
Well, uh-huh.
No, it's a picture, actually. It's more like a kind of machine. Or it's hard to say it in... it's not yet...
Just take it easy.
Yeah,
back to the basics.
I'm kind of nervous. Can you feel my heart?
Wow.
Yeah.
Back to the basics.
Have you had this crisis, too?
Oh, don't ask me about my crisis. I was running in circles at that time.
Oh, really? Yes, circles. Yeah, well, circles. That's actually what I'm about.
Oh, about circles.
Yeah, it's about circles.
Well, there have been so many...
Wait. It's about ellipses and circles. Well, there is actually, did you know, there is no perfect circle. Like there is no perfect partner.
Well, this is a deep discussion, Albert.
Okay. If you take a square. Mm-hmm. Now you're getting it, aren't you? So you take a square, and then you transform it into a circle.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of my thesis. Well, but the big thing is, how do you do it?
Oh, that is a great aspiration, Albert.
Okay, now, okay.
But great, wonderful. I love this topic. I think it will take you maybe your lifetime.
No, but I'm quite confident because I have this heart. I think the heart... It's kind of the middle in between the circle and the square.
That is deep, and I'm looking forward to read your explanation about that.
Well,
so, thank you, Albert.
Oh.
I'm very proud to be your professor.
Oh, I'm looking forward to every minute of our contact.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Albert.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you. This is Dani Wirtz at the piano. Thank you so much.
Nicole Eriksen.
Caro Schneider.
Und Gunther Lösel.
Thank you.
Wir sind das Impro-Theater Konstanz. Vielen, thank you so much for all your suggestions.